The next patient is Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Sugar, S-H-U-G-A-R. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white male. It's a patient of Dr. Medinzi that we have been following in the office because of chronic kidney disease that has been evaluated. Period. During the last visit, the patient was complaining of a lot of urgency and frequency in the urinary tract. The patient was seen by Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, and because of the presence of hematuria, he decided to do a cystoscopy with the finding of a bladder tumor. The exact pathology of this neoplasm is not known yet. The patient has a coming up appointment with Dr. Arciola to design the modality of the of therapy, period. Complications related to the excision of the bladder tumor were bleeding that kept him in the hospital for about 3-4 days. The patient said that it was extremely painful. Finally, he got rid of the bladder tumor, the Foley catheter, and is awaiting for the appointment with Dr. Arciola in the coming on May 13 of 2024. Following number. The patient, during the hospital stay, the kidney function had a improvement that was significant. Initially, this patient had a serum creatinine that was 1.79, and by the time he was discharged from the hospital, the serum creatinine was 0.85, the BUN is 12, and the estimated GFR 85. The determination of the proteinuria, very difficult in the presence of all the urological problems that the patient had. But before that, it wasn't that significant. Following number, the patient had a benign prostatic hypertrophy, and the most likely situation is that some degree of obstructive nephropathy was present. Following number, the patient has a remote history of a pituitary neoplasm that was excised 20 years ago in Michigan. The patient is taking replacement therapy with a thyroid gland and steroids. And he has functioned very well. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism related to the above pituitary problem on replacement. Following number, hemochromatosis that was treated with phlebotomies. The patient hasn't had a phlebotomy in more than 6 months. The hemoglobin at the time of the admission was 11.4. At the time of the discharge was 10.5. A close follow-up has to be done in order to adjust the therapy according to the findings. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under control, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. At the present time, we are going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup.